Good evening, everybody. How's it going? We just got some news come out from some sources around Canada that's got some people a little shook up, and rightfully so, for what we've heard. So we'll just let a few people jump in here, and once you guys know, we'll talk about this. But you guys think that, oh, we don't see it on the news, it isn't happening. Well, the best part about this is we have family members that can get these messages out. And one of the messages is something happening. Now, we've talked about what's happening up in Northwest Territories in Reyes-Dieu, where people are having to get moved out to go get groceries, and they're not allowed out of the reservations and stuff. Well, here we have something else that's developing as it's happening here right now. And I'm just going to let the lady talk, and she can tell you what's happening. So what's happening up in northern Saskatchewan?
In northern Saskatchewan, near the northern Saskatchewan and Northwest Territories border, there is a reserve called Black Lake. And apparently Black Lake is forcing their women and children to get the jab, and many of them are standing against it. No, they don't want that. It's their choice. It's between their doctor and themselves. You can't force that. That's a choice in Canada. And so they are forcing them out of their homes even. They've run into the bush with their children to stay away from this jab. And this has got to stop. This has got to stop now. It has to make international news. And I'm telling you right now that I am going to voice my concern about this, and all of Canada should be having an outcry that the First Nations people are having to run into the bush because they don't want to take this injection, this deadly injection. Why is it that there is ivermectin, quercetin, and all of that, hydroxychloroquine and all of that banned in Canada? Because it's just pennies to take as opposed to that injection. And there's not even no isolation of that virus yet. And they're giving us this injection, no rigorous trials of this injection that has gone through many years. They're giving it to us in just months. So this has got to stop. And we have to stand for our First Nations people, especially those women and children that are having to hide from this injection. Absolutely wrong.
And it's the military, you said?
The military's involved, apparently, up in Black Falls, Saskatchewan. Black Lake, Saskatchewan, sorry. So please, this has to go viral. We have to stand up for these dear women and children. Thank you.
We can only imagine how cold it is here right now. It's probably even 10 times colder up there.
Oh, my word.
You want to say a piece about it, Deb?
Yesterday, it came to my attention. My sister was in my room at the hotel here. She woke up crying to let me know what was happening in her community. This is from where she comes from, in Black Lake, Saskatchewan. When she told me what was happening, that she couldn't get a hold of her sister because her sister is hiding in the bushes right now. She does not want to give her name, and she will not put herself on the camera, but I am advocating for her. This has to stop. We are in Edmonton right now at the legislation, and we are making our stand to stop this from happening to all our people. We were targeted first, and now they are still doing this to our people. My brothers and sisters are hiding in the bushes right now with their children. This has to stop.
Yes.
Trudeau, how can you allow this to happen to our people?
Yeah. Genocide.
This is your way of healing? This is your reconciliation? Your reconciliation don't mean nothing to the people when you're doing this to my people, my brothers and my sisters.
Give it to him.
You have no business making my sisters and my nieces and nephews in the bushes right now as I'm speaking, hiding because they don't want to take your needle. And nor will I, and nor will any of my brothers and sisters. Because you are killing us, and we are going to put a stop to you. And by tonight, you better back off and get those damn Air Force people off my land.
Yes.
That is my, I want you to do this, and I'm going to phone home to Saskatchewan, and I'm going to find out if my people are safe tonight, and those women better be safe tonight, because Moccasin Telegraph works fast, and I'm going to know if my sisters are out of those bushes, and you better be off my land. Coot Owl, no more. We are making our stand, and we are the voices of the people here. Now, I ask you to get those army off my land, and you get our people safe, and you have no business locking them up in that schools.
Bill Gates, get the frick.
You have no business locking them up in those gyms and forcing that poison on their bodies. We have freedom of rights. That's our charter of rights by your law. Now you back off our people and you leave my people alone.
Amen. So be it.
So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to share this out far and wide. I need you to share this out everywhere as far and wide as you can. We have military personnel chasing women and children through the bush in Black Lake, Saskatchewan, on the border of the Northwest Territories. They are chasing them into the bush, and it is cold. It is friggin' cold. And you know what? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it ain't happening. Quit turning a freaking blind eye to this, you guys. Quit turning this into something, oh, I don't see it, it's not happening. It's happening. And we're telling you it's happening, but you're not listening. And that's why we're taking this stand. That's why we stand here today to talk about these things, to get these out, to get these out to people. Because it seems the media doesn't want to tell a story about it. But you know what? I have no problems telling the story because that's the truth. And I'm sorry if the truth hurts. You know what? Get used to it. Because the truth needs to be told. And I'm done with this. This is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could reach out to any politician in Saskatchewan or even in the federal government, start reaching out to your politicians and ask them what's going on in Black Lake, Saskatchewan. And don't give up. Keep prying.
First Nation, stand up.
Yes.
I want all the teepees to rise. Yes. I want you to rise as one. Stand up in solidarity for your people. We ask you for the teepees to rise now. We ask for all nations to rise up now. We ask you to put a teepee up in every registration building that's in Canada. We ask you to make your stand. And don't be scared, because you got the First Nations to help you.
Yeah.
All people of the nation, stand up. Stand up and fight for your children. Fight for your women. Fight for your land. Fight for your people. All nations, stand up and stand up with the nation. Stand up with our First Nations to help them. You are our brothers and you are our sisters. We need you. Stand up. Teepees, rise. Rise.
All right. There it is. Oh, that's a bright light. Oh. We're in the middle of filming a video here. A couple guys are here to film some music, but that was something that broke while we were here, and it's a story that needs to get out. So if you can, please, everybody, get this out, share it far and wide, reach out to the media, get every angle you guys can reach. You guys have the power. It's in your hands. Use it. Reach out to everybody you know and start talking, because you know what? Just because it's not happening, it doesn't mean it's not happening. And don't think it's not a matter of time till it starts happening here. And I mean it. I've seen the contract. They're coming. They're going to start chasing you down the streets. They're going to start asking your neighbor to put $1,000 on your head if you turn them in. So if you feel like you want to sit there and live a life where you're turning in your neighbor for $1,000, then I suggest you stand up. And we're asking everybody to stand up right now. Come to the ledge grounds. If you can come to the ledge grounds, pitch your tents, stand here.
Awesome.
We got other
people from all over. Hey, I'm hearing you guys. I've been telling you for how long?
Yeah, and now I'm asking everybody, if you can't make it here, go to your own ledge grounds in your own provinces. Go stand up, guys. You can do this on your own. I know money's tough. I know it's hard to get by, and I understand that. But I'll tell you, the healing, the power, and the actual magic that we can have in this group, in the setting that we have, you'll be able to move mountains. And we are moving mountains.
We are calling out for unity.
We're calling for everybody. I don't care. There is no color of skin. It is everything about us, the human race. Yes. And that's all it is.
Yes.
So stand up. Put your teepees up. Put your tents up. Say enough is enough. Tomorrow we have a wide, nationwide school walkout. All kids, you guys are walking out of school tomorrow. You guys are walking out of school on a massive nationwide walkout. So stand up with your children, parents. Get behind your kids. Start supporting your kids. Show them that they got support behind them. And they will start talking.
We need them shut down.
We had all of or a couple university students show up here today. It was amazing. Now I'm letting everybody know here right now. I understand the severity of the situation that just got brought upon us. That is intense. That's harsh. That's brutal. But on a little side note, we do need cooks down here who are willing to cook for our elders. Our cooks are getting tired. So if anybody wants to come down and help cook and help us out with some cooking meals and stuff, be greatly appreciated. Once again, share this out, everybody. This is disgusting. And if you were chasing my wife and my kids down, well, let's just say I'm pretty good at 1,000 yards. Cheers.